Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back for the first day of 2021. Happy to have join me now, Governor Tim Walz. Governor, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, boys. Thanks for having me. And finally, 2021, huh?
That's right. You know, you had a heck of a 2020, as we all did. But as we look ahead to 2021, where do you see kind of the next update coming on the dials and restrictions and things like that? Because I think Minnesotans are kind of looking at our case numbers and our hospital capacity right now, and they feel somewhat optimistic that we've gotten through this last surge.
Yeah, we've made progress, and our case numbers have dropped. While we're about 15th in the country in terms of per 100,000, but dropping rapidly. We're still surrounded by 1, 2, 3, and 4 with North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. So the virus is still out there, but we've made mitigation efforts. Certainly, we're seeing it in California and other places. I think the good news here is obviously vaccine distribution still continuing. Obviously, there's work to be done there, and there always will be. But I think we're seeing where, again, Monday our kids will be. I'm sure you've got some kids playing back in sports. I got one that's practices scheduled for Tuesday. So those types of things will happen. A lot of schools, especially our K-5s, were prepared. They've been doing the work. They'll be ready to go. And I think the one thing is for most folks that, 2020 wore on everybody's nerves, trying to get this right. It still comes down to, we've got almost 5,500 Minnesotans died in this, tens of thousands that were hospitalized, and trying to make sure that that we're striking that proper balance. I keep hearing that a lot, striking the proper balance. Again, I talked to a friend this week. His mother died on Monday. And, the only thing he could think of was that if he could have waited just a little bit longer for the vaccine to come, if she would have gotten it. She was 90s. So I think, we're seeing things working. We are seeing numbers. Of course, the number of deaths always follow those other things. But right. Minnesotans worked hard. The virus is taking its path. I think there's every reason to believe what we've done, again, is to try and focus on those areas where spread and community spread is highest, try and mitigate those spreads, but try and go back as quickly as we can to the things we need to get done.
Governor, is there a window here either this week or early the following week where you expect to update Minnesotans and give them a little guidance on these things?
Oh, absolutely. And I think you could probably expect, again, we try and get that data. We know, especially in hospitality, it's not manufacturing. It's not retail. Those are operating. And we're seeing that even in terms of state revenues. But it's hospitality. It's those indoor. And they are very clear. It takes them time. They have to place orders for food. They have to get servers back in. So we try and get them as quick as possible. I do think the data on case positivity is incredibly encouraging right now. Hospitalizations, you're right, have stabilized, coming down. In fact, yesterday, I get my reports twice a day, morning and night. Yesterday, we had the lowest numbers since November 1st in the hospital.
Awesome.
And that is huge. That is huge. So hopefully by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, we'll try and get that guidance out. And I think folks
now,
by this time, they can start to extrapolate what's going to happen here, trying to make sure that we're, again, providing the relief that's coming both state and federal to those businesses. But they want to be open. And again, 99.9% of them make all the efforts to mitigate.
No, you're right, Governor. So that's COVID. Let's talk more about the year ahead. Obviously, we just got through an election. You've told people and said, you know, wear your mask, even if it means so you can stay alive to vote against me in the future. Is your plan to run for reelection?
I don't even think about it yet at this time, Blois. I've got to get us through this. I didn't run to get reelected. I ran because I thought I could bring something. And again, I'm not giving up on this idea that we're stronger together. I think it becomes easy to get cynical. We're the only divided state government in the country of the 50 states. We still passed a budget. We still did a bonding bill. We still worked on things like insulin. And we're getting through this COVID situation. And I know there's a lot of frustrations, but we still got work to do. There'll be a time to make that decision. I'm grateful to do this, but my responsibility is to get us through the situation we're in.
You know, I don't want to press you too hard, Governor, because it is the first of the year, but you do have a fundraiser next week. So signs would say that you are thinking that's probably the plan as of right now. Is that too much to take?
I think that's fair. Yeah, that's fair. And I try to do the best to not be coy about this stuff and to not just be a talking point. But I think just to be candid with folks, just like all Minnesotans, this has been a pretty overwhelming year, trying to get everything right and trying to look too far out. I do it once in a while just because, you know, we've got to have a sense of hope of where things are going and have that long range plan. But it's just the day to day of managing and trying to get through this. So I think you plan accordingly. But, you know, and at the end of the day, Minnesotans will make that determination. They'll decide, and it becomes, you know, clear to a lot of folks the direction the state's going or how things are happening. And I think at this point in time, trying to keep us together, I'll continue to fight for that idea that we don't need to divide ourselves. I listened to your earlier interview with Senator Benson, a great partner in getting things right. We don't agree on everything politically, but I think someone who wants to get this done, that's why I got into this. I do not want to win debates. I do not want to win arguments, and I do not want to attack folks just because we differ. I want to try and find those solutions. So I think there's still hope in that, and we'll see down the road what that means.
Regardless of whether or not people agree with you or disagree, obviously passion has run high. Is there anything you've learned about yourself through this that maybe you didn't see in yourself beforehand?
Yeah, the one thing I would, and I again believe one of the strengths I've always had is I built strong teams around me. I understood this isn't about yourself, that leadership many times provides that, you know, provides the purpose, direction, and the motivation to get things done, but it's about having the quality people around. I think I overestimated a little bit how strongly people wanted to try and find compromise. And as a teacher, you know, it's your responsibility to find another way to do it. I'm not saying every time I would have been able to do it, but I think what I've learned in this is I've fallen back on that, to try different tacks, to come at this a little bit different way, to try and explain it differently. Because just like any lesson you do, if your students are struggling to try and understand the concept, it's not because they're not bright. It's because you got to try a different way to do it. So I think one of the things that I've learned to do is to fall back on what I feel like I know best. That's teaching and being part of teams that are just bigger than one person. And I think that's the thing that folks would know is listening to folks in this and how do you make decisions. I think it's incredibly frustrating for folks, you know, whether it's me with President Trump or you know, others, is this idea that one person's making the decision and how are they coming to this conclusion. I think the one thing that I've learned to continue to tell people how these decisions are made, how we've come to this decision, and it doesn't mean they'll agree at the end of the day, but they have to hear, how are you coming up with this? Because if you look at some things, especially with a global pandemic, there's a randomness. There can be a randomness to it, and I think that frustrates people.
Governor Walz, as we wrap here, just one thing, you know, I get a lot of questions. Obviously, I work with people on your team and on all sides of these issues on a daily basis. And so talking about your team, I think, is important. And you've done a lot of talking this year, but you may know I've asked for an hour. And so there's a lot of questions people send me that I think a good conversation in the next month would be an hour long conversation. So take that as the invite. I hope you and I can sit down for an hour and have kind of an unedited conversation with Minnesotans' questions. We could even make it a town hall. So think about that as our 2021 idea, and consider that my invitation, Governor.
No, I appreciate that. And I think you're right that I've said I'm tired of hearing myself on some of these things because, you know, you have to keep people updated. I think the one thing is that I spend most of my day listening to folks. And I think that's a good suggestion, boys, and coming from all sides. And that's getting on with restaurant owners. And yeah. it's getting on with doctors. You know, there's a lot of sides to this. But the bottom line is that the number one job of the governor of Minnesota is the protection of the health and safety and well-being of Minnesotans. And this year has really taken that on. But nope, I hear you loud and clear on that. I'll make sure I'm talking to my team. I was going to ask, how's that backyard rink? Is it getting used pretty heavily?
It is getting used pretty heavily. And full disclosure, Governor, there is somebody really excited to get back on the ice on Monday. So
I
appreciate
it.
We'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.